D'Agostino with Information Security Media Group. Right now I'm at the Network Critical booth, and I'm speaking with Christopher Bihari, Managing Director of the Americas. Nice to meet you, Chris.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Very good. So, Chris, for those that aren't familiar with Network Critical, maybe you can start off by telling us a bit about what you guys do.
Absolutely. Network Critical, we specialize in providing access for compliance, security, and different network devices on your network to help you manage, monitor, secure, and comply your networks. So what we do is when you look at the overall monitoring solutions of a network, you have analyzers that help you with network performance. You have security devices like intrusion prevention, detection. We deal with companies that have to comply with compliance tools on for monitoring. So when you look at the overall monitoring market, one of the things that some people don't think about is how do I get the traffic from my network to go to these tools?
Okay.
So we specialize in the physical layer access. So no matter if you're at the edge of your network, all the way to the core of your network, we specialize in taking traffic, copying it over, and making sure that your analyzers and compliance and security tools see all the data on the network.
Very good. Now, I know before we started this, you were giving me a bit of background on some of the different appliances you guys have. And we touched on, I think, intrusion protection systems, data loss prevention, and there seems to be a shift. You know, typically we've seen in the past, it's been somewhat of a reactive process. And now with data loss prevention and some other technologies, it's more of a proactive process, but there are still some concerns. You know, if you're going to be doing continuous monitoring, you need to make sure that those devices are available or the data is available continuously. How do you guys address that?
Yeah, absolutely. In the banking industries and in the telcos, insurance, any really Fortune 1000 type companies in government, what we're seeing is people are finally moving to proactive monitoring.
Okay.
What that means is, focus at RSA today, you see a lot of companies that are intrusion prevention systems, data leakage systems, and the way that works is instead of just listening, as you mentioned, being reactive, you now have to be proactive and put an appliance physically in your network. So this causes a lot of pain for network operators when they're told that they now have to put an appliance, an operating system, into their network that could potentially need updates or reboots and maintenance. So where we specialize in, we have equipment called our V-Line, virtually in-line equipment, that allows you to install your in-line security devices or appliances virtually in-line. So they don't know that they're not physically in the network. We handle all the fail-safe and security measures. So now what happens is you have to maintain a device, and let's say the security patch comes out, and you don't want to wait till Sunday at midnight to install a security patch, because it's happening right now. With our equipment, we can actually take any of the devices that are in line, remotely take them offline, never interrupt your live network traffic, and guarantee 100% network uptime. So that's really where we specialize in, is having that 100% network uptime for any inline appliances.
Okay. Very good. Now, when you guys are dealing with prospects or potential clients, they must have a reason for contacting you, right? There must be some gap or some issue that they're having with the security part. Why do most people typically contact you guys?
Right. Well, there's a couple things. Sometimes what will happen is companies will go out and purchase their analyzing device or their network tool that they're going to put on their network.
Okay.
And one thing that a lot of people forget about is how am I going to physically connect this to my network? And so we do get sometimes a lot of customers who, after the fact, realize that they're going to have some issues of installing this network, installing the equipment into the network. So sometimes we're the afterthought where they say, uh-oh, I got this. I spent $150,000 on a device that's going to do data leakage, yet they didn't think about how they could physically connect to it. So for us, we get a lot of customers contact us after they purchase the tools, but we're also seeing now in data centers that people are realizing the importance. It's like when you go for your car. Would you buy a car and you got a nice gauge that shows what your oil is, what the level is? You still want to lift up the hood and physically check the oil.
Sure.
And that's what we do for computer networks. We're the physical layer access point. So people are realizing how important it is from day one when they build a data center, they need to provide access and copies of traffic that's flowing over the network.
Okay.
So that's where we're really seeing success with customers on that.
Now let's talk about economy a bit, something I've been asking all the vendors that I'm talking with. Past 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, how has the economy affected you guys, or maybe on the reverse, how prospects approach you guys?
Right. Well, the economy, we're excited to say we had a press release for first quarter. We actually had our best quarter ever.
Wow. Okay.
companies. So what we're finding is the Canon is tough, but for us, our type of technology is starting to be recognized as a critical piece in the network. And so we're now finding that data centers, when we're doing new build-outs, that where before they would never instrument their network with access, day one, they would wait until they bought, you know, what analyzer or what device they want to secure it with. Now they're realizing that they needed to provide access day one. So for us, we're actually pretty excited, not about the way the economy's going, but we're excited that, you know, our technology is becoming more mainstream.
Very good. One more thing before we go. For our users that couldn't actually make it out to the conference this year, if you could, please leave them with a bit of advice or some words of wisdom.
Absolutely. What I would recommend is that definitely move to look at the new proactive tools out there. You know, it can really help protect data coming, you know, people trying to hack into your network and data leaving. And there's a sense of fear that, you know, once I put something in line, that, you know, it's going to cause network downtime. You know, there's a lot of companies who buy these tools and they put them in as a listen old mode, you know, listen only mode.
Right.
And I think it's important that, you know, take a look at, you know, the D-Line type technology, guarantee network uptime, and start putting these devices in line, because it's going to save you a lot of time, it's going to save you a lot of security breaches, and it's something that, you know, people need to start considering moving forward.
Good advice. Once again, speaking with Christopher Bihari of Network Critical.
All right, great.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.